I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One very important thing to remember on the road to success in any field, learning a language, getting a new job, starting a business, you name it. One thing you got to remember on the road to success is not everybody wants to see you win, bro. And unfortunately, some of the people that don't want to see you win will sometimes be the same people you call mom and dad, or the same people you call brother and sister, or girlfriend or boyfriend or best friend. Sometimes it's the people closest to you that will shit all over whatever it is you're trying to do because they don't want to see you succeed. And so one thing that you might notice on the road to success as you go through life sharing your plans with people, telling everybody what you're going to do, telling everybody how you're going to do it, telling everybody when you're going to do it, what you might notice is some people will meet you with resistance. They'll only have negative things to say. Well, are you sure about this? Or that's never going to work. Or nah, you got to do it this way. Or I know 10 other people who have tried that and they failed. That's not going to work. Blah, 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 blah. Just criticizing you, telling you why it's not going to work, putting it down, shitting all over it, basically trying to convince you not to even try, you know? And you might feel some type of way about this, especially if it's a friend or a family member. It's like, God damn, ain't you supposed to be on my side? Ain't you supposed to be rooting me on, you know, cheering for my success, doing anything you can to help me get there? Isn't that what friends do? Isn't that what family is for? Support. And so you might take it personally. You might get offended. You might get your feelings hurt, which is totally understandable. But what I'd like to remind you is, first of all, you don't choose your family. So the fact that these people are your parents or your siblings, you have no control over. And when it comes to friends, sometimes people that you think of as friends aren't really your friends. And you might not come to that realization until you start trying to better yourself or do more in life or achieve more in life. And you might just start to notice certain people in your life, every time you mention one of your plans, every time you mention something positive, they meet you with resistance and try to put you down or shit on your idea or tell you why it's not going to work or tell you how it should be done, even though they've never fucking done it. Never fucking done it. That's the funniest part to me, is like when you tell somebody what you're going to do, tell somebody about your plan, and they, without hesitation, tell you how it should be done or why the way you're doing it isn't going to work or why you're thinking about it in the wrong way. They've never done it themselves. Mind you, they've never fucking done it themselves, yet they're trying to tell you how it should be done because they know everything and you obviously don't. And so what I'm saying with all of this is you just have to prepare yourself for that mentally. It's going to happen, bro. Sometimes it's the people closest to you that shit all over your dreams or don't want to see you succeed or only have negative shit to say. And how you respond to that is up to you. I'm not saying you got to cut people out of your life completely and just say, fuck you, mom, I'm not talking to you anymore. But you might consider the idea that not everything needs to be shared with everyone. In English, I know this exists in many languages because it's a biblical phrase. We say, don't cast your pearls before swine, which in plain English basically means don't share valuable things with people who are incapable of seeing value. Don't share valuable things with people who aren't going to value those things, right? So if you want to start a business, you want to travel the world, you want to learn a new language or whatever it is, your excitement for achieving that thing might lead you to just tell people about it because you're happy. You want to tell your friends, you want to tell your family, look what I'm going to do. I got this plan and blah, blah, blah. Life, depending on who you ask, or let me say that differently. If you ask me, life is better when shared with other people. And I think it's in our nature to share our lives with the people that are closest to us. I could be wrong about that, but it seems to me that it's part of our nature. And so naturally, you might go around telling the people closest to you all these positive things you want to do, all these positive things you have planned. And the best course of action might just be to keep it to yourself. Because at the end of the day, like when you go and tell these people about your positive plans and what you want to do, and all they do is shit on it, all they do is tell you why it's not going to work or blah, 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 nothing positive, only negative, deconstructive criticism, that could very easily affect you. You might feel worse about your idea. You might start to doubt yourself. You might start to have second thoughts. Say, maybe this isn't going to work. So many people have negative things to say. I should just give up on this idea before I even try. Because after listening to so much negativity and pessimism, I let it creep into my consciousness and now I accept it as reality. This really is a dumb idea, or I really am going to fuck this up. I really am thinking about this the wrong way. And don't misunderstand my words. Don't get me confused. I'm not saying that you should never ask for advice or never share things with other people. The point is you got to be selective about who you share certain information with. That's really what it means. Don't cast your pearls before swine. You just got to be selective. And it's okay if it's your parents, it's your siblings, your best friend or whatever. You can keep those people in your life. I'm not saying cut them off completely. But just because it's your best friend doesn't mean you have to tell them everything. Just because those are your parents doesn't mean you have to share every aspect of your life with them. Just keep it to yourself. Tell people about it once you've already done it, right? Keep your plans to yourself. Work in silence. Work in solitude. You don't got to broadcast that shit to anybody. Just do your shit. And then once it's done, be like, hey, look what I did. Because at that point, anything anybody has to say about it is irrelevant. It's already done. It's already done. And so by keeping it to yourself or only sharing it with the people that can add value to whatever it is you're doing, you allow yourself to stay focused. You're in that positive mindset. You have a goal that you want to achieve and you're focused on that goal. There's no negativity or even false positivity clouding your judgment or your vision, distracting you or anything like that. You're just 100% focused on what you're trying to do. And then you do it. And then if you want, you can share that with people, but you don't need to broadcast any of your plans. Because at the end of the day, another thing that I noticed, I believe there's some psychological explanation for this, but I'm not sure. But it seems to me that the more you go around talking about your plans and telling everyone what you're going to do, the lower the chance that you actually get it done. Because what often happens is when you start sharing your plans and talking about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, it's going to be amazing, and I will do this, and blah, 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 you're already in that moment feeling the rush of dopamine or positive energy and emotion that you will feel, would or will in this case, that you would feel if you actually did the thing. So if you're talking about starting this business and going hard on social and getting customers and blah, 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 just talking about that makes you feel good. Just imagining it and telling other people about it makes you feel good. It's like, oh, that's nice, man. Yeah, that's cool. Great idea, blah, blah, blah. But then when it comes time to actually do it, you've already felt all the positive emotions. So it's like, why do it? Your brain's like, oh, I already got the mental benefit from doing it. Because just imagining it, you feel similar emotions that you would feel when doing it. So there's no reason to do it. Same thing when you talk about learning a language or talking about getting in shape or talking about saving money. Just talking about it makes you feel good. And so now that you've already got the reward, there's no reason to take the action. So that's just one more reason not to just go around talking about what you're going to do. You should just be doing shit. And then if you want, if it makes sense, talk about what you've done. Because until you do it, it's just theory anyway. It's not even real. It's not tangible. So why going around talking about it? Only to then not do it and then have everybody asking you, hey, man, I thought you were gonna do this. I thought you were gonna do that. Fucking loser. You're just all talk. You weren't serious. And then they're not gonna believe you the next time you say, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. So it's just one more reason to keep your mouth shut and just do your work. Nobody needs to know what you've got going on, you know? Especially people who only exist to put you down, shit on your ideas, criticize you because they're not happy with themselves. They don't want to see anyone around them doing better. So anytime somebody comes around that's doing better or at least trying to do better, it's a threat to them and their character and their ego. So all they know how to do is bring you down to a lower position so that they can feel better, you know? So it's just something to look out for, bro, on the road to success. The naysayers, people who are going to talk shit, criticize, try to tear you down, hold you back just because they don't want to see you do good. You trying to better yourself is a threat to their ego. It's a reminder that they're not bettering themselves, you know? And even if it's not something malicious like that, there are other people who are just too simple-minded to see your vision. They can't see as far as you can see. They can't think as deeply as you can think or as abstractly as you can think. They're incapable of it. So sharing your idea with somebody who literally cannot comprehend the idea is just a waste of time. Trying to convince somebody that your idea is good or convince somebody that you're worth the time or the money or whatever is a waste of time.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So you got to be selective about who you choose to share things with, whether it's money, food, time, ideas, advice, whatever it may be, secrets, problems, you name it. You got to be selective about that shit, man. And this is why I'm always telling you to start listening to people, listening to the things that people say and watching the way they behave. Because without you having to ask, people will tell you so much about themselves and they will show you so much about themselves. And all you got to do is sit back and take notes. No reason to get emotional or take shit personally. You just look back and say, okay, this is somebody I clearly cannot share this kind of information with. Somebody who's clearly not going to value my ideas or listen to me when I speak or add anything positive when I come to him with a challenge or an issue. So I just don't need to talk to him about that type of shit. We have great conversations about football, about food, about whatever, but we can't talk about these things over here. So I'm just not going to mention those things when I'm around this guy. Problem solved. So I just wanted to put that on your brain, bro, because I think if you don't have anybody telling you these things, somebody who's been where you are or where you'd like to be, it may never occur to you or you may not know what to do about it. But I can guarantee you every person who's successful in their field has experienced that. The naysayers, the shit talkers, the simple-minded who only have negative things to say or to add to whatever it is you're trying to do. And if you're not careful, all that negative shit, all that negative, all those negative comments, the criticism, simple-minded way of thinking, all that shit can start to affect you and the decisions you make. You know, it can be enough to convince you not to try and to stay with all the other fucking losers who are too afraid to try or just can't see life the way you see it. And you know, they say that you are the product or the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So if the people that you spend the most time with are not people that you can build with or grow with think differently with. You might want to get yourself some new friends, bro, because it's very unlikely that you will go farther than the five people that are closest to you. And of course, a completely different subject is, how do I find better friends? How do I find a mentor? How do I improve my social circle? It's hard for me to tell you how to do that because I'm still learning myself. But what I do know is, if you've got shitty friends or family members or partners in your life, it's going to have a negative effect on your life, no question. So by taking some time to think, who do I have in my life? Who am I sharing my personal details with, my secrets, my problems, trials and tribulations, my successes, right? My wins, all that. Who am I sharing these things with? How do they add or take away from my life? Are they making deposits or withdrawals? You know, it's an idea that 50 Cent talks about in his book, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter. And he says there are two types of people in your life. People that are making deposits or adding things, like when you make a deposit at the bank, you add money to your account. Or withdrawals. They're taking something out of the account, taking money out of the account, taking away from your energy or your time or your internal peace, whatever it may be. And that's what this episode is about, is analyzing the relationships you got and asking yourself, are these people making deposits or withdrawals?